And I want to thank everyone for calling in and joining us. My name is Josh Millar. I work with a company called the IBIS Group. We help loan officers partner with productive realtors in their local markets, experienced realtors who have a genuine interest in forming a partnership with a new lender. Our website is at meetrealtors.com. If you want to find out more information, there's a short form to fill out under the join link. There's no obligation. Fill it out. We'll get in touch with more information on getting enrolled. Today we have Todd Carpenter with us. Todd has a blog called Lenderama that we read daily here. And I'll just give you a quick bio of Todd, and then he'll get started. He has a lot of material to cover today. Todd started working in the mortgage industry during summer breaks while still in high school. He started originating in 1992, moved to wholesale in 1998, then went off to California to sell mortgage websites for Myers shortly after that. In 2002, he returned to wholesale lending, working as an account rep. In 2005, Todd launched Lenderama, which currently has about 15 regular contributors posting frequently. The goal of Lenderama is to promote training, products, and news that help mortgage professionals work more effectively. And Todd's topic today is using social media to meet real estate agents and grow referral networks. Hi, Todd.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm going to mute my headset and let you get at it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank everyone for coming online and listening today. I have had a great experience with social media. It was a little bit by mistake. Like Josh had said, I was an account executive for National City Mortgage, and I was looking for a way to keep in touch with my clients. I had 50 clients, which were mortgage brokers, and I was marketing to them in several different ways, but I thought one way would be to start a blog. I had seen how blogs had taken off during the election. If any of you remember, during 2004, 60 Minutes ran a big news story about George Bush, and whether or not you like George Bush, the news story was wrong. It talked about how he hadn't fulfilled his National Guard duty, and they used a bunch of documents that bloggers over the next day or two after the story determined were fake. And at first, everyone thought, oh, it's just a bunch of crazy bloggers in their pajamas. But what happened was everyone realized that these were lawyers and even people who like worked on typewriters and experts in their field, individual little experts, all contributing to debunk this. And in the end, the two main bloggers who had helped debunk this ended up on the cover of Time magazine, and George Bush got reelected, and Dan Rather got retired. And the whole time I thought, wow, the power of these blogs is really incredible. And so I figured I would build a blog for my clients and hope they read it. I was thinking if half the people read it, then I'd have like 25 people viewing it. And what happened was I started writing just basic information for my clients. Most of my blog is just kind of like a, hey, check this out blog. Here's a cool tool for mortgage brokers. Here's another cool tool. Here's some strategy stuff. And it took off. And before you know it, the first hundreds of people started showing up, then thousands of people every day started showing up. And it evolved into my actual business. Along the last 3 years, I have built some other blogs that are more focused on real estate. And the idea behind a lot of them was, how would I blog if I was a mortgage broker? And I'm going to cover this a little bit later on. So first of all, let me explain what a blog is. It's short for the term weblog. And originally, blogs were a way that a lot of people in the tech industry would have basically like a log of they'd have a big project they were working on, and they would want to show how much every day when they got something else done about that project, they would post it online so that everyone else in the project could see it. When they were doing that, they were writing all the code to be able to publish it online. They knew HTML and PHP and all this stuff that people like us don't want to ever have to learn. Well, even then, they didn't want to actually write all this code. So a lot of these tech guys built a publishing software that allows people to simply publish their own content on the web. And so it took off. People use blogs for just about anything. Some people talk about the tech industry, politics, pop culture. They talk about their own cat. I saw it as a way to communicate with my customers, and it really turned out very well. So it's a basic software that is integrated into the web that you can log into from any computer and publish content that will go on to the internet. So another nice thing about these blogs is because you can publish so easily, you can always keep it up to date and keep adding content to it. And as you do that, websites or search engines like Yahoo and Google will automatically start visiting your site more often because they see that you're updating information and they see that you're building information about a particular topic. And what happens is they tend to start placing you far higher in the search engine results. I have a interesting story. One time, I'm not sure if all of you are familiar with Roger Schlesinger. He does an advertising bit on talk radio called The Mortgage Minute. He's the Mortgage Minute guy. He's on several different radio networks across the U.S. He's a mortgage agent out in California. He started a new website called Ask Roger Schlesinger, which was a question and answer site. And I thought it was a great idea. So I posted it on Lenderama. Hey, check out the Mortgage Minute guy. He's got this new website. I think this is a really good idea for mortgage brokers. Well, my site actually ranked higher for the Mortgage Minute guy than Roger Schlesinger's site did for almost a year. And I kept getting traffic based on that search result. People searching for the Mortgage Minute guy, well, they'd find my site and come to it. So it was amazing that just because I became an authority on a particular subject, Google started ranking everything that I wrote, even little things I never thought about, like FHA licensing. And I get search results for Bank of America versus Countrywide, things that just little posts that I've written along the way. There are 1,000 posts strong now that cast a huge net and allow people to get feeding into my site. So you may not rank number one for the term mortgage. You know, most people, that's probably never going to happen. Mortgage 101 kind of owns that. And you might not even rank number one for, Los Angeles mortgage or Atlanta mortgage, but there are a lot of smaller subjects where you can rank really high. And if you rank high for a lot of small subjects, then the cumulative result is that you're getting traffic from those search engines. But blogging is a lot more powerful than just search engine traffic, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. So third thing I want to talk about with blogs is that they are very easy on the wallet, but they're hard on your calendar. You can start a blog for free, and in fact, I'm going to give you some reference or a tool to do that. However, the hard part about blogging is that you need to actually sit down and start writing blog posts, writing content, and that can be difficult. So I see about 1 in 3 people who start a real estate or mortgage blog actually succeed at it. And I think it's a lot about setting expectations that if you start writing today, you're not going to get results tomorrow. It's measured more in months, and then it exponentially grows in years. But you can't just start right now and then expect things to happen right away. In addition, it can be a little bit difficult to sit down and write content, especially about the mortgage industry, which I can find difficult myself to explain things to customers. And you really want to be able to do this like 2 to 3 times a week, or if not every day, and that can be a time drain on people. Luckily, right now, well, not luckily, but a fact of the times is that mortgage brokers have some extra time right now. And they also don't have a particularly fat wallet right now to do marketing. So there's a time-money trade-off that is advantageous at this point to starting a blog. It's going to take up some of your time, but it's not going to cost you hardly anything to at least get started and find out if it's for you. So one thing I tell people to do is start a blog, and blog for a month, or at least 3 weeks, and try to post 2 to 3 times a week and see if you can do it. Before you tell anybody else, besides maybe your family or a couple friends, try it first. And after a month, you'll have an established amount of content on that blog that you can go then to your regular website and your business cards and all your flyers and every other way that you contact your clients and say, hey, I started this blog. You should check it out. And in that same month, even though nobody is really paying attention to it because you haven't told anybody about it, Google will be out there tracking it, and it'll start building up some momentum within Google. Hey, here's a site that's talking about mortgages in Tampa Bay every single day. After that month is up, you'll already have just a slight amount of traction within the search engines. You'll have content that you can be proud of to show it all of your customers, and you'll know for sure that you can do this at least a couple of times a week. You have the ability and the time and the desire to make it happen. Now, really, the best place to start a blog is at WordPress.com. So it's WordPress.com. I have started blogs on all the different platforms. This one is the best. And the reason why it's the best is, one, it's free to get started. Two, it is upgradable, and you can eventually upgrade this to your own server. You can take all the data that you create in here, every post that you make, and send them to other different blog platforms. If you find one later that you want to use instead, all that can be exported and imported. The biggest reason why is because WordPress is open source software, so it's like Linux and Unix, where it's not necessarily a company that runs WordPress software. It's a group of people all contributing to make it better. And the advantage to that is that you know that that software is always going to be available to you and be available to you for free. So when you go to WordPress.com, they'll actually host your blog for you. And you go to that site, you click on Get Me Started, you enter in your email address and what you want to call the name of your blog, and hit enter. You confirm your email, and you have a blog. Once you set it up, you can change the templates around, so you can change the way that it looks. You could add a custom header to it that has your name and your face and or a picture of the city that you're in or whatever that you want. The big deal is, though, is get that free blog started. Start blogging on it. Make sure that it's something that you can do, and then you can always upgrade later. So beyond the search engines, I think the most important way that you can use blogging right now for a mortgage broker is to advertise your status as an authority. I always equate this to when you go to a coffee shop and the waitress comes by and says, I'm going to come back and get you your refill your cup of coffee. And I always think to myself, why don't you just do that instead of coming over and telling me. I think it's the same with real estate and mortgage brokers. A lot of times in our advertising, we say, I'm an expert on the mortgage industry, or I'm the best real estate agent in Tampa Bay, or whatever it is. You spend a lot of time advertising that you're the best, but you don't actually prove it. With a blog, you start talking about the industry. You talk about what's going on lately, or you talk about advice that you would give to a consumer, anything like that. As you start posting that information on the internet, when a consumer goes to your site, they start reading that content, and they realize that you are an expert. You didn't tell them that you are an expert. They decided that you are an expert. Yesterday I did a seminar for the Denver Board of Realtors about real estate blogging, which is pretty similar, and we had a great blogger from Colorado Springs come up, Mariana Wagner, who kind of dominates the Colorado Springs market with her blog. And she said one of the things that happens with her is that about two times a week, which is a lot for a real estate agent, somebody calls and says, yeah, I want to go ahead and list my house with you. Can you send me over the paperwork? There was no selling process at all. There was no interview process, no how much do you charge, no any of that. They had come to her site. They determined that she is the expert in that particular market, and they just want to sign up. I think when you look at a lot of the real estate bloggers out there, like Dan Green, Mike Mueller, Robert Ashby, I'll have some links for you on my site later for you to check those guys out. You go to their sites, and you start reading their blog, and you realize this guy is an expert in his field, and I want to work with him if you're a consumer, obviously. As opposed to you go to a static website and the guy says, I'm an expert in my field, you think, well, is he or is he not? So there's a huge amount of ability to create authority. And right now, where mortgage brokers, real estate agents, and used car dealers are all at about the same perception level with the general public, this is a great time to say, look, you know, I'm different from a lot of these fly-by-night mortgage guys who are now evacuating the business. I've been here. I've been doing this. I will be doing this in the next few years, and I take it seriously. I'm not here to get over on anybody. So blogs allow you to prove your authority instead of simply promising it. Now, one of the ways that you can do that is you can use your blog as a dynamic, frequently asked questions section. I know every mortgage broker probably gets the same question asked over and over again. And when I was in the retail side, that was probably the part that my personal opinion was is I didn't like that. I kept feeling like I was explaining the same thing over and over. What is APR? What's a good faith estimate? Why is my house not appraised for more, even though it's the nicest house in the neighborhood? And so what you can do with a blog is when people email you these questions or ask you these questions, then you take those questions and you turn them into subjects on your blog. So why doesn't my house appraise for more? And you write a whole post about it. And now you have that post on your blog. And then the next time someone comes to ask you that question, instead of trying to write out a big response, you say, hey, you know, I talked about that on my blog already. Here's the link to it. Now you're sending people off to this resource. Even customers that didn't find you through the blog, you're sending them off to it, and then they start reading that post and other posts on there, and it becomes this deciding factor as to whether or not they're going to choose you or the guy down the street. Right now, there's so few programs, and everyone is working at a level of minimal price adjustments to where you're not really going to have a whole lot lower price than the guy down the street, and you need to have other reasons why they want to use you. One of them is, hey, obviously I am the most professional person in this market. I know more about this market than anyone, and I'm going to find you the right product. And you can prove that by having this, having a blog. All right, and then, like I said, that people like Dan Green, Mike Mueller, Robert Ashby, they talk a lot about the market. They talk about advice for consumers, but sometimes that is not the only way that, or that's not the way that some loan officers are going to be able to communicate. Obviously, you might be good at talking to a consumer and then finding out the best product for them and presenting it and then doing all the mortgage stuff, processing it. But you might find that if you try to sit down and write this stuff that it's just not in you. I started a retail mortgage blog, and it just wasn't something that I could do. I knew what I was talking about, but I didn't have the interest to sit down and commit 15, 20, 30 minutes a day to writing something about it. And you might find that yourself. So there are other ways to do this. I built a blog called Denver Modern Homes, and it's a real estate blog. You don't necessarily need to write it about modern homes or anything in particular like that, but you could have build a real estate blog in your market. So if you live in Cincinnati, Ohio, you build a Cincinnati real estate blog, or you might make it even more specific as to a certain neighborhood that you live in or a hot neighborhood that's close to you that you want to be able to do a lot of loans in. And you start writing not necessarily about real estate and market trends, things like that, but you start writing about that particular neighborhood. And you go out to the local businesses in that neighborhood and, for instance, do a restaurant review. You wouldn't just like review a restaurant on your blog. You go to the restaurant and say, hey, I have this local blog about the neighborhood and I want to do a review. I'm not the Gabby Gourmet or anything, but I already eat here. I like the food and I just kind of like to get to know a little bit about you so I can feature you on the blog. And so what happens is you start talking to local businesses and featuring them on this site. Everybody loves to have their name in lights. And so what you've just done is you've increased your sphere of influence by doing them a favor. You're helping to market them. And you think about like a dry cleaner or a restaurant. You might send them 50 leads, and they might only send you one in return, but that one in return is worth a heck of a lot more than each one of those 50 leads that you sent off to a small business that sells something at $20 a pop. So even if that referral only comes back and brings you one or two business contacts in a year, if you do enough of those, all of a sudden you're going to get referral business that comes back to you. One of the things that I do on that Denver Modern Homes blog is I feature listings of modern homes here in Denver. And so what has happened is now I've built a community of people who like to look at those homes, and when they're homeowners, when they want to sell their house, they tell their real estate agent, hey, you got to make sure our house gets featured on this site. And I give the opportunity to any real estate agent to give me a picture and some information about your listing, and I'll put it up for free. You don't charge anyone. You let everybody do it, and that way there's no cost to it, so you don't have to worry about any sort of RESPA violation. You make it completely open just so long as the home itself fits within the criteria of your blog. And at that point, now you're doing a real estate agent the favor of helping to market their home. So you're helping small businesses market themselves. You help real estate agents market particular houses. And what you're doing is you're not going to then walk into that real estate agent's office and demand a loan out of them. You haven't done that much, but you've gotten your foot into the door of that agent. You can say, hey, I'm the person that has that local blog that marketed your house. And at least that is a step in. A lot of times, real estate agents just get overrun with mortgage brokers who come in one after another that, are pitching rate, and they don't know a whole lot about the market, and they haven't proved anything. You would have the ability with a local blog like that to at least set yourself apart just a little bit. What you can do from there is you can invite these people, these small businesses, and these real estate agents to contribute to that blog. Give them a voice. Allow them to start promoting themselves. One of the things I do on Lenderama is I have an open mic. Anybody that sells anything to mortgage brokers can write their own post and post it up on Lenderama. I could charge for something like that, but to me, I'd rather meet all these people that are vendors and do them just one quick favor, and hopefully then they will do those favors for me in the future. So you could do that the same way at the local level. So invite them to contribute. And then one of the things that you really want to do is seek out real estate agents that are involved in social media. I have been over the last year in the business of meeting as many real estate agents that are in social media as I can, and I've met hundreds of them. We have a project that's happening in September that is a real estate and mortgage seminar for blogging, like taking this all to the next level. It is probably about 60-40 real estate compared to mortgage industry, and I wanted to meet as many people as I could. And so I started going to these sites like Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and then even a mortgage or a real estate specific site called Active Rain. So you want to check out ActiveRain.com. This is a social network predominantly of real estate agents, about 80,000 real estate agents across America. There's a blogging platform built into ActiveRain, which I don't really recommend that you use as your main blogging platform. But more importantly, there's the ability to go in and look at the local level at the real estate agents who are participating in ActiveRain. So if you're in Kansas City, you can go in to Missouri and then click on Kansas City, and you can even click on a suburb of Kansas City, and you can see all the people that are participating. Now you have a list of people who are already into this whole blogging, social media, technology stuff that you can start connecting with. One way that you can do it is they'll post stuff on their blog on ActiveRain, or they'll have links off to their real blogs in the real world. You start reading those sites, and when you find information that you think you can add to, you leave a comment. You don't necessarily want to say, hey, come check out my site. I'm this guy. I have the lowest rates. That's just a sales proposition, and people get kind of mad. But if you see someone that's talking about your market and you can add to that conversation and say, hey, this is a great post. I have found that X, X, and X, And don't even actually put your company name or any of that stuff into the comment itself. Just put the comment in. All of this blog software has a special spot where you put in your name and your website, and every time a comment is put into the system, people can click on your name and it goes off to your website. So you don't need to advertise. If you write a good comment, people will be like, well, who's this guy? And they'll start reading, they'll start coming to your site because you commented on someone else's site. The most important person that you're trying to get to come to your site is that real estate agent that you just commented. So you want to make sure that you add to their conversation, make them look better, make that conversation more complete, and they'll be happy that you came to their site and read it. People are vain, so as soon as you start participating there, they'll want to know who you are. They'll be just happy that you're there. And at that point, you can start directing traffic from those sites to you. Now, you could do that at the local level, at the state level, even at the national level. You might make friends with a real estate agent across the country. You never know, though, when that person's going to need to refer a mortgage to another market. And if you made a personal connection with them already and they have gone to your blog and they have now seen that you're an expert by looking at your blog, it's a slam dunk that they're going to send you that referral as opposed to just someone that, call their mortgage broker and ask them if they know someone in this other state. So it's a very good way to start increasing your sphere of influence. ActiveRain is a great place to start, but then there are some other social networks that are beyond real estate. One of them is called LinkedIn, and it's LinkedIn.com. LinkedIn is like an online Rolodex, and you really want to go and sign up for a LinkedIn account. It's free. What you do is you put in your contact information, you put in your experience in your industry, and then it has a neat little tool that goes into your email account and finds everyone that you already know that's in LinkedIn and connect and sends out an invitation to connect with them, and you build connections so that you have a list of people that you can refer to, or a list of former employees that you worked with, or people that you went to with high school. But as you build those connections, it's kind of like you now push that Rolodex out to everyone else. You're in that Rolodex, and anytime someone wants to do a mortgage in your area, if they go to their LinkedIn account, they're going to remember, hey, here's John Smith in Atlanta. I've already connected with him on LinkedIn. What you then do is every time you talk to a real estate agent or an accountant or a tax attorney, you have a meaningful conversation with them in the real world, pop over to LinkedIn, search for their name and see if they're in there. And if they are, that same day that you had that conversation, you invite them to become connected with you. And at first you're going to have like six connections. You're going to kind of wonder, okay, what exactly is the point? But over time, over the last year, now I have about 200 different connections of people all over the country that can be valuable to me. The great part about it is that you don't really have to participate in the system all that much. You put in your information, and then it just kind of does its job on its own. It's on cruise control. There are some more social networks, though, where you would actually participate more often. One of them is a site called Twitter. So it's twitter.com. And this is a very difficult platform to explain, but it's extremely powerful. It is a micro-blogging platform. And what it does is it gives you the ability to write a 140-character message. So it's kind of like instant messaging, and it's kind of like blogging, and it's kind of mixed together. And I have found so many connections with real estate agents through Twitter. What you have to do is you start following other people who are already on Twitter, and then they follow you back. You need to like write information that is interesting to them. Some of the things that you can do is you can say, hey, I have a new post on my blog about X, and check it out, and then you can post the link to it. Other things that you could do is just talk about stuff that doesn't have anything to do with the mortgage industry, and in fact, that is the best way to do it. You start following real estate agents that are already on Twitter, and one of them might be talking about the way that the the Lakers won the basketball game last night. You know, another person might be talking about their dog has leukemia or something. But if you connect with those people and start talking about with them and just have a regular conversation with them through Twitter, you can respond to them and meet them and talk to them. All of a sudden, you form a connection, and then once you form that connection, offline, you can send them an email and say, hey, you know, I'm a mortgage broker in your area, and I'd love to talk to you sometime. So once again, all of these tools are a foot into the door to meet these agents and set yourself apart. Another really big one is Facebook. Facebook is kind of like MySpace, but just a slightly more responsible version of it. You could spend a lot of time in Facebook, just like your 14-year-old does. You could also, but more likely what you want to do is just go into Facebook and start a free account, put in your, just like LinkedIn, put in your name and your business experience and links to it, and then go out and see if you can find your friends, people that you know that are already in Facebook. And I know that, you know, a lot of people are going to be like, I'm not going to know anybody in this. This is all for 14-year-olds. But you would be amazed at how many people of all ages are now participating in this network. And so then you can start communicating back and forth with people. This is more like a chat function, or there's little toys and gizmos and stuff that you can play around with inside Facebook. One of the things that is very hard for most, and it was hard for me as well, for most salespeople, is that when you go into a network like Twitter or Facebook, you basically need to turn Mr. Salesman off and turn on your inner 14-year-old. Now, so what I mean by that is to try to make friends and just have fun. Figure out ways to connect with them in real life. Try to organize a meetup where you all have donuts or bagels at a local area. Once you get in front of these people in person, now you can actually start the sales process of saying, hey, you know, we should work together. You've already created a friendship, though, and that friendship is like the first step in. And then a couple of the things that I would do to get started in this different stuff is to go to my personal connection. So I'll have some links on Lendorama. I basically wrote up a bunch of show notes for this particular seminar. One of them is my profiles for LinkedIn, for Twitter, for Facebook. This is kind of like a head start for you. Go into each one of these and start following me, or become my friend or become my connection after you get started. And as soon as I'll come back and be your friend or connection. And as soon as I do that, you'll be able to see all the connections I've forged. And you can start looking for local people that are already tuned into this network in your area that you might want to connect with. And that'll help get you started in these systems. So, you know, I'm a little bit early. I'm about 40 minutes in. That's most of the information I have. The big things to remember are, you know, turn the salesperson off and just think of these as ways to meet people when it comes to social networks. And with your blog, use it as a way to prove that you're an expert and not necessarily just advertising that you're an expert. And then if you're not someone that wants to talk about the mortgage market, there are other ways to do this. And a community-style blog or a real estate-focused blog is a great way to do it. Your main goal is to increase your sphere of influence one way or another. So it doesn't necessarily always have to be about the mortgage industry. And then, so on Lendorama, I have all these show notes. We'll post a link within the IBIS Group website eventually that has a direct link to all these notes. In September, on the 19th, we are holding a huge seminar. It's called RE Blog World. You can go to reblogworld.com. It is part of a bigger seminar on blogging and podcasting called Blog World, the New Media Expo, which I went to last year. This is a 3-day event to learn everything there is to learn about social media and blogs and how to make your blog better. That first day will be all real estate content and features people like Dan Green and Mike Mueller from the mortgage industry, Morgan Brown from the mortgage industry, who writes for a great site called Blown Mortgage, Jeff Corbett, who has a great site called The X-Broker. And then from the real estate side as well, a lot of this stuff translates to both sides. You're just trying to meet people and create local sites. So we have a lot of the top speakers there. I hope that if you're interested in this type of medium, that you'll consider coming out. That's basically all I have.
Todd?
Yep.
Okay. Just had a some strange thing happened with the technology here. Not entirely sure what went on. Anyhow, fantastic information. I can see now that we're definitely going to have to schedule something next month or the month after to get more in depth. There's just so much information. But I think this is a this is a great overview of the technology, how to get involved, and how to start generating more business. So I really appreciate you coming on and sharing all this information with us. Again, my name is Josh Millar with the IBIS Group. We're at meetrealtors.com. And we'll send out an email next week. We'll be hosting Todd's seminar on our website for about 30 days. So we'll send out a follow-up email letting everyone know that the seminar is available online. And we'll also reiterate the links that Todd put up with all the information to get started. So, Todd, thanks a lot, and we'll definitely talk soon.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.